Staying with Anzac Day, let's hear about Mary Russell's recent quest to find the grave of one young and Indigenous Australian who died in World War One.
On a lovely warm April day 2 weeks ago, I took a train from Brussels to the small Flanders town of Harelbeke. I had a map to tell me where to go, not a map that shows streets or railway stations, but the one that marked the row upon row of white gravestones in the small grassy cemetery where a solitary bee buzzed among the tulips and the aubrietia. Plot 11, the map said, row D, grave number 7. And yes, there it was, a stone like the others and marked with the name Rufus, Rufus Rigney. The stone had carved into it the rays of the sun, a crown and the words Australian Imperial Forces. In 1914, the population of Australia was relatively small, but nearly 500,000 of those enlisted, and among them was Rufus. Rufus lived close to the Murray River in a place called Rawkin in South Australia, but in order to enlist, he had to get permission from what was called his protector, for Rufus was Aborigine, a member of the Indigenous Ngarrindjeri people and the organisation appointed to protect Aborigine people, well-meaning as it was really appointed to control them. But anyway, Rufus was given permission to join the army, as was his older brother, and in January 1917 he arrived in Flanders a fully-fledged soldier, aged all of 17 years. For like many lads at that time, he'd lied about his age, saying that he was 17 when in fact he was only 16 and 9 months. However, within a year, just short of his 18th birthday, Rufus was dead. He'd been injured previously and sent back to England to recuperate, but returned to Flanders a few months later. Then, in October, injured again, and probably trapped by the mud that had been churned up by boots, horses and tanks, he was taken prisoner by the Germans and died behind enemy lines 4 days later. His brother too was killed, though his body was never recovered. But though Rufus is gone, he's still remembered. A few years ago, a group of students from Rawkin visited Belgium, carrying with them earth from their ancestral home to scatter on the grave. Then they took back some earth from Harelbeke and carried that to the Murray River. Of the 500,000 or so Australians who enlisted, 60,000 never returned home. And so on every Anzac Day, which was last Friday, a dawn service of remembrance is held in Dublin for those Australians and New Zealanders who perished in that terrible war. The last post is played, a few prayers are said, and often, courtesy of the Australian ambassador, a drop of rum is on offer to guard against the chill of the morning air. As good a way as any of remembering young Rufus. And if you ever find yourself in Australia, have a look at the $50 note. On it is a picture of the little church in Rawkin, where young Rufus came from.
And that was Mary Russell with the story of Rufus Rigney.